Hi, this is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings. Thank you so much for joining us. Today on the program, we welcome a Juno Award-winning accomplished singer-songwriter who has her ninth album scheduled to come out very soon. It's Serena Ryder who joins us here on The Voice of America. Hello, Serena. Welcome.
Is it my ninth album? That's pretty cool.
Well, congratulations on what will soon be your ninth album. You waited 3 years to make the ninth album, and it took 10 days.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind this album?
Well, I actually wasn't really going to be making a new record. I was thinking about just doing keynote speeches. I've been doing a bunch of keynote speeches on mental wellness for the last little while. And usually with my records, I would make one every like 3 to 5 years. That's kind of my span. I've been touring for like 20 years. But with the album, I do sessions all of the time, and I had some sessions booked with a group of friends of mine who are unbelievable writers. They're called The Architects, and we did it in Nashville, and it just kind of fell out of me. It poured out of me. It was right off of the tail of finishing writing my keynote speech on mental wellness, which was called The Art of Falling Apart. And that was really, really fresh on my mind. And I... the songs, 10 songs, 10 days, and each song that we did, we recorded it and finished it the same day. And the actual songs are in the same order that we wrote them in on the album as well. So day one's track one, day two's track two, day three's track three. And you know, this is something I've been doing my entire life. I've never done anything like that before, which is really cool, right? It's like, when you've been doing something for so long, you don't think that it's going to surprise you, you know, like there can be like a certain way that you get to do things and you get kind of, you know, used to it. But it was a surprise, and it was so lovely for me to experience that.
Would you do a song for us?
I would love to do a song for you. Yeah.
I would love to hear a song, some new music from the new album. We'll talk more about the actual theme of the new album and the inspiration behind it, but first, if you could do a song.
Okay, for sure. I'll start off with the first song from the record, and it's actually a song called Candy, which is the first step in kind of my journey, mental wellness journey, which is about being emotionally vulnerable in order to kind of go through the fire. Mm-hmm. Like this.
All right, let's check it out. Here is Serena Ryder on The Voice of America.
Hard on the outside, soft in the middle, keeping it all on the inside like it's all right when it isn't. I melt in the sunlight, baby, a pop and a fizzle, trying to guess what's inside. Hope you don't mind, I'm a riddle. Ooh, everyone's got edges, build up to something, but I wanna open up and show you myself the softer side. I'm candy, I'm sweet. Unwrap me, I'm candy, I'm sweet, I'm candy, I'm sweet, understand me, I'm candy, I'm sweet, all in a deep dive, I'm coming all up in a minute, everything changes on the inside, when the sun shines just a little. I'm not making it easy, I'm not moving too quickly, can't keep on looking on the outside when the answer is within me. Ooh, everyone's got edges, build them to survive, but I wanna open up and show you my softer, softer side. Unwrap me, I'm candy, I'm sweet, I'm candy, I'm sweet, understand me, I'm candy.
that's I really enjoyed that song. I love your voice and your whole approach to songwriting. Now, your songs on the new album are very personal, and most of the time songwriters are personal in their writing, but this one particularly, the new album, The Art of Falling Apart, is really vulnerable for you because these are all about your experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. So I don't really think there's a point in creating art that isn't completely authentic to what you're going through, because I feel like as humans in the world, what we really want is to not feel alone, right? And the only way to not feel alone is to share your authentic experience of what you're going through and, you know, be there for other people as well. You know, mm-hmm. It's like we feel alone when we're not being honest, you know? And what's the point of not being honest? Because a lot of people are trying to protect themselves from others. And that's just lonely, you know, really lonely. But it can also be really, really hard to be vulnerable, you know?
Yeah, a lot of artists these days are starting to open up and peel away the onion, so to speak. I mean, we had Mary Lambert on recently, and she talked about being diagnosed with bipolar disorder and the depression and things that she's gone through. And there's folks like Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato and a lot of artists who are opening up and letting people inside, whereas 10 years ago, that was very uncommon. It just didn't happen. Yeah. So in your personal struggles, can you take us through some of the things you had to deal with so people can get a better sense of where you're coming from?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I've experienced a very long and winding, emotional spectrum of experience since I was really young. And I feel like when it comes to mental health conversations, I feel like there still is a lot of stigma behind it. And there's so many different experiences that people have. And for me, I have been through many different diagnoses in the past, and they changed, and they didn't stay the same. And I feel like sometimes diagnosis is important for certain people. And almost as a thing to go through. So for me, it was something I started experiencing, like really severe depression, when I was 12, 13 years old. And I didn't quite know what it was. I was always really tired. I was always really like emotional. Like I would cry at certain things that other people didn't seem to have reactions to. And throughout my life, there was always these like two different ways of being. There was like being normal and Western medicine and doctors and things like that. And then there was like, being spiritual and natural medicine. And it's like, it could never join together. Like it was always so polarized. And I remember when I was like 17 years old, I started having almost like out of body experiences where I was so intensely full of anxiety that I couldn't even feel my body anymore. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what was happening. And I had so many different people telling me different things. But a lot of, you know, the spectrum of being a musician and being on the road and like what is expected of you, it's like you're traveling and you're in different places all of the time. So I really felt like I lost myself in a lot of ways. And I always felt polarized, like I said, between like, you know, do I need these diagnoses or can I, you know, go to this natural kind of way of living my life? And so right now I've found a balance for myself, which is really, really great. In the past, I had been on medication, antidepressants, things like that, and never really found something that worked for me. And it can take a really, really long time to find something that works for you. But what works for me now, instead of the up and downs and, you know, trying to define myself or diagnose myself, I really find that the simple things are what works for me, which is eating really, really well, having really good sleeps, lots of exercise, lots of sunlight, nature, and meditation really works for me. there's different things that work for different people. But I've been, you know, from one complete different side to the other. And I always find that like the middle ground is usually the best way to find some sort of health in it.
Thankfully, you have an outlet, which is your music and the support system you've got. And for your fans, you are also a benefit to them because of your perspective and your suggestions. You've given some great suggestions. And I'm sure now people are facing mental health issues like never before, given what we're dealing with. You know, mental health issues have risen, you know, considerably because of this pandemic. And, you know, the limited access we have to other human contact. Yeah. So, you know, you've come a long, long way and you're an inspiration to a lot of people on many levels. And I know you go out and speak and give, you know, addresses to you know, groups and organizations. And that's also wonderful. That's got to be therapeutic. Would you do another song for us?
I would love to, actually. And that's a good segue for the next song, which is it's a song called Waterfall. And it's about the healing power, the actual scientifically proven healing power of tears. You release actual healing hormones. There's three different names for the healing hormones that you release when you cry. And it's very different from the same thing as like cutting an onion. You don't release the same hormones. So crying actually is one of the most healing natural antidepressants there is in the world. And in order to feel safe enough to be vulnerable to do that is very important. That's what this song is about.
All right, Serena Ryder, and the album is The Art of Falling Apart.
It's still a heavy load. Oh, it's too heavy load. Let it go for your back gets broke. It's too heavy load. Must be hard to stand up straight with the weight that's on your back. Must be hard to hold the ocean in your arms. Don't be scared to spill and drop and open up. Baby, we can talk if you want to talk.
Okay, thank you, Serena. That's, you know, boy, I'm just getting into this emotional perspective, you know, which is different. You know, I mean, a lot of songs, as I mentioned before, you know, they have personal meaning to them. A lot of times the listener doesn't really know what the personal meaning is, but in this particular instance, you have just, I know you've also got a song called Better Now, which is kind of, you know, the ending of the journey on the album anyway. And I'm certainly glad to hear that you're in a good place these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm in lots of different places these days, you know, and that's the thing where I feel like even our definitions of what a good place means, you know, it's right. It's very different. And I feel like a lot of people have this thing where it's like, oh, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not, but are you safe? If it's not okay, then are you safe?
Right, right. So
that's something that I've talked with my counselor a whole bunch about, where it's like, you know, things being okay, not very much is okay for a lot of people right now.
Right. And,
I feel like even situationally, it's like, you know, you can talk about going to therapy or eating properly, but and all of these different things, it's like, that's not gonna help people who are homeless. That's not gonna help people who, you know, like, it's not going to help the insane, like, racism that goes on in where we live. It's not going to help, you know, abuse. Like, there's situational mental health issues. All of them are situational, you know? Right. A lot of people say, like, hey, you know, this is a chemical imbalance that's passed down from my family, and it's not situational. It's like, it's what I, you know, it's what I have and what I have to deal with. It's like, that's situational too. That's like, you know, genetic trauma from like the past and what's gone on, and it all affects you. So I feel like being safe is a really important thing to be grateful for, even if it's just in the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really love your music. I love what you're doing. And especially now, I mean, 9 albums in, and you reinvent yourself every time that you record an album. And so this new album is really, it resonates, especially the timing is great. And I assume at some point, you know, once we make it through all of this pandemic challenge that we faced, that you'll be out on the road touring. And I know you love to tour, and you've been in Australia, and you like to go around the world. So can people around the world expect to see Serena Ryder in 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as soon as I can do some shows. My favorite thing to do is like summer festivals and just be outside and hang out with people. So I will be on the road as soon as I possibly can, on the road again.
And you've done some big shows, you know, I mean, Lilith Fair and a number of different tours that you've been on over the years. And you're currently working with a number of charity organizations and social cause groups.
Yeah, absolutely. So through my label, so I started my own record label with my one manager, Sandy, who we've been working together for 20 years.
Art House,
yeah. So I'm actually in the studio right now. Like, this is my recording studio.
Oh, wow. Like, cool.
And we have a label that we're running a lot of mental wellness programs through the label. So we're doing free programs with different therapists, counselors, healers, and it's like 4-week programs that are online that people can access through arthousemusic.com. And there are lots of different programs for different people, for different groups of people. We're running one right now that's for LGBTQ+. Two-spirited people. We're running one that's just for Black, Indigenous people of color. We're running one that's like a Indigenous First Nations healer who's doing lots of work on that end. We have different things that are happening all of the time on the site, so people want to check it out. And Art House, the Instagram. What's the Instagram? Welcome to Art House is our Instagram. And then my Instagram is just at Serena Ryder. And that's kind of the way that I keep in touch with everybody. I find it really easy to, like, you know, be on there and just shoot little messages and stuff. And mine's just at Serena Ryder.
I heard the Canadian accent come through. I hadn't heard it before, but when you said out. Well, Serena Ryder's our guest. Would you do another song for us?
I would love to, absolutely. This is actually one of my favorite songs. It's a song called Kid Gloves, and it's about, you know, love and how important that is, and how that we should embrace it wherever we can find it and treat it with respect. It goes like this.
All right, here's Serena Ryder. Serena Ryder is our guest. The Art of Falling Apart is the name of her new album. And before I let you go one more time, can you give the viewers the websites that they can find you? I know the album, when it does come out, do you have a target date or target time?
Yeah, I believe it's in February. And I'm excited about that, I guess. Like, I don't know if I can actually tour it right now, but I'm releasing a new track every 6 weeks right now, which has been really cool. But yes, February, The Art of Falling Apart, and serenarider.com is my website, and it's very interactive. There's lots of stuff going on there. And then my Instagram is at serenarider, and S-E-R-E-N-A-R-Y-D-E-R.
Thank you.
No problem.
No, that's great. You're a pleasure to talk to, and you know, got a great viewpoint, very positive and upbeat. And I really appreciate you sharing your message with our audience. And I'm sure a lot of people around the world can benefit from your message. And hopefully they'll visit your website and you'll be able to visit their countries when all things get better and clear, which is hopefully soon. So thank you, Serena Ryder, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Our guest today, Serena Ryder, and it's The Art of Falling Apart. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.